Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jesse Rogers covers all of Major League Baseball for ESPN. He does do a lot of coverage of the Cubs and the White Sox. I'll tell you what, Dustin, you think I'm rough on some of the Cleveland owners. If I were working in Chicago, I'd be killing this Tom Ricketts fraud for what he's done to this team after he initially built it up. He did a good job then. Jesse, is he getting beat up in Chicago? I'm curious. Are people beating him up like the sports talk host there?
You know, not as much as you might think. You know, people that would defend him would say, look, they competed for six straight years. Not many teams do that, meaning, you know, meaningful games in September, five playoff appearances. They were a top five, top three spender several years in a row. Never got to number one, but they were top five. And now they're set for retool. Like, some people kind of get it.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. How long will they be in this sort of in-between area before they really spend again? I think that's what the next step is. Like, okay, we could deal with a year, maybe two, where we're not spending. But in reality, they haven't spent in several years, but this is the first year they're not really competing on the field. So it's a little bit mixed. It's a little bit mixed in terms of that criticism.
Yeah, and my argument would be, they've competed for 6 years. That's fine and dandy. The Dodgers have competed for 20-something years. The Yankees have competed for 20-something years. That should be the expectation in a market that big, in a stadium that desirable to go to, with all the money they've spent to build up that area. If I'm a fan, I wouldn't go to a single game. But anyway, I am a fan, but I'm not going to a single game because I'm living in Cleveland, so where the hell am I going to go? All right, let's talk about the trade deadline here. Obviously, we know the Cubs will be busy, but let's talk about the Indians. They're a couple games over 500. They haven't, you know, they played a nice series against Oakland right after the break and a nice series against Kansas City right before it, but overall they have not played well for the last few weeks. They're not really a contender. What do you expect them to do here, Jesse, in the next 10 days?
Yeah, not a lot in terms of buying, that's for sure. I think they might sell around the edges a little bit. I like what you said earlier before I came on about possibly buying for the future. That's one thing I think fans don't really think about, is that the July trading period isn't just about that season many times. Sure, it is for the contenders, but other teams just view it as another time to make moves, just like you make moves in November, December, January, where here's a chance to make moves in the middle of the season. So just pretend like it's the off season right now. What would the Indians be interested in? It's the same things they're interested in now. Obviously not, though, an expiring contract. So, I can't tell you who they're interested in past the next 2 months, because that's kind of my focus, the teams that are sort of buying just for contending purposes. But don't discount that possibility, that they could work around the edges on one sense, but also buy something for the future to retool this team. That's how you retool quickly. You sort of do it both in July and then in January, and then all of a sudden you're there.
Jesse, what do you think will happen long-term with Jose Ramirez?
Well, I mean, this guy, what a player he is, right? This is the guy you want to keep. Anybody wants him. He's only 28 years old. Am I correct on that?
Yep, you are.
I don't. If you don't keep him, then you're almost in a full rebuild. It's a little bit like the Cubs. Like, if you're going to get rid of Brian Baez and Rizzo, well, then what are you? It's not a retool. It's a rebuild. And I know that the executives don't always like the labels, but that's how we view it outside the organizations, right? So that's kind of my feeling about it. I don't know what's going to happen to him, but if he moves on, then that's a rebuild in my mind. Some people thought that with the Cubs when they traded Darvish. But they had more kind of high-end players than just Darvish. So if they get rid of all of them or close to all of them, the Cleveland Indians don't have that many high-end players anymore after getting, you know, rid of Lindor. Now, they do on the mound if they get healthy. But as far as those position players, if you move on from him, to me, it's kind of like you're rebuilding the team.
We're talking with Jesse Rogers of ESPN. Jesse, we saw in 2016 that the Indians went big trading prospects for Andrew Miller. The Cubs went big trading Gleyber Torres for Haroldis Chapman. It seems like those days are over where we're giving up our best prospect. So how much is the excellent relief pitcher worth, whether it's Craig Kimbrell or Rodriguez from Pittsburgh or any of these guys, because every team needs bullpen help. What are those guys worth in a trade now?
Yeah, you know, I still think more than most people are saying. Look, last year you kind of got to cross that off, right?
Sure.
Yeah, a lot of big names didn't move, but that was a weird year. So I'm not so sure that the era of trading a good prospect is over. Craig Kimbrell is pitching lights out, just absolutely lights out. There are several teams interested. If you think he's your final piece, kind of like the Cubs did with Kimbrell, maybe the Indians thought that with Miller, but the Cubs did with Haroldis Chapman back in 16. If you think that's your final piece, I think you'd be willing to give up your a top five prospect from your organization. That's just kind of my feeling on it. I don't know why everyone just assumes no one's going to, you know, move hands in terms of prospects, move teams. Certainly position players don't get a lot back, but man, those relievers can really impact a playoff series because, you know, look at Brandon Morrow back in 17 with the Dodgers. He pitched in all seven games of the World Series. They can really affect things in October much more even than the April through September regular season. So I actually think you could get some decent return for the top end guys, especially a guy like Kimbrell who's done it before. You know, Rodriguez kind of just burst on the scene. I'm not sure you'll get as good a return there. But let's see how this plays out. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think Kimbrell's going to get something good for the Cubs back.
Jesse, in terms of the Indians, if they trade Eddie Rosario, Cesar Hernandez, or Roberto Perez, what could they get in return?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a lot in terms of the position players. If you look at the history, that really does give you a guideline. I think teams view position players as, look, anybody can go into a slump at any time. It's one hitter out of eight. How many really impact a lineup that much? I don't know. Maybe it's the wrong way to think about it, but I just feel like those relievers impacted more. Look at what J.D. Martinez brought back to the Tigers. Absolutely nothing. Manny Machado, basically nothing when he was traded. Jose Ramirez is one of the better ones out there. You'll get something, but you're not getting top two, top three prospects from another team. You're just not. You're getting sort of class double A, maybe class A, that kind of stuff. Chris Bryant, Jose Ramirez, you think they'd get big returns. It just never materializes that way. So I do think that is sort of that's been steady for several years now where teams will give up something for pitching.
Jesse, we had Jim Bowden on Monday, and he said he is not buying the idea of a work stoppage this offseason. He would know better than I would, but I just don't have that confidence that he does. He says, well, both sides are, you know, they're not going to let it happen. There's too much money, but they've done it before. I know it hasn't been recent, but they've done it before. They've shown you last year how stupid they can be. In the face of a pandemic, they essentially had a work stoppage that made the season shorter. Are you as confident as he is that there won't be no work stoppage this offseason?
No, I'm not as confident as he is. I'm not saying there will be, but I would say right now it's like a 50-50 call. Maybe less than that because let's face it, work stoppages are less likely just because we rarely see them, but they have happened. And you're so right. I mean, the situation between the sides wasn't great a year ago. It certainly isn't that much better now. The only optimism I think Jim or anybody would have is just what you just repeated. There's too much money at stake, but we know that. We know if that was the answer to all, well, then we'll just get a deal done because there's, you know, it's easy to say that. Now you have to dig down into the details, and you're right. Last year's a great indication. It, even more was at stake because they were playing less games no matter what happened, and they still couldn't come to an agreement to get in, let's say, 80 instead of 60 and get the players paid. So I think someone needs to come up with a better reason than there's just too much money at stake for me to really believe that a work stoppage is like less than 1%. Maybe 50-50 is too much, but I'm just saying I don't think anybody knows where this relationship is going to go right now because they really haven't dug into the details. I will tell you, the sides have exchanged proposals, but nobody has like gone back and said, well, I don't like this about your proposal, and the other side saying, well, I don't like – all they've done is exchanged, you know, sort of thoughts, but they haven't dug deep into any of it. So until they do, we won't know if there's an impasse or an easy path to an agreement. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. And I think to me, from my perspective, the two most important things that got to get fixed in Major League – obviously, it's got to be universal DH. This is ridiculous that they went back to pitchers hitting this year in the National League. So stupid. That's an obvious. But the two things that I think have to be fixed – you know, fans often scream about a salary cap. I think that's not the problem. I think we need a salary floor or some way to force the bottom teams to spend more money. And if you can't afford it as an owner, you get out. But beyond that, we must, in basketball and football, the young players make an impression right away. People know them coming out of college. Now, that's not going to happen in baseball to the same degree. However, in baseball, we have incentive to keep our best young players in the minors. There's none of that in basketball and football. It's counterproductive to the players and the teams. They need to fix that system, Jesse. I don't know whether it's you draft a player out of college, you get to keep him for 8 years total, minors and majors, 10 years out of high school. The years, you fix it however you want to do it. But that has to be fixed. Do you think that's a priority this offseason?
I wouldn't put it as number one, and I just talked to some players about this. It is certainly on the list,
yeah.
But that suppression thing really only happens to a minimal amount of, granted, star type of players, and that's why it's even on the list,
yep.
Right? Most guys aren't kept down there, except if the Chris Bryant's the world, you know, the top draft picks that you know are going to be stars. They've been kept, Vlad Jr., right? They've been kept down. It's on the list. The number one thing on the list is kind of what you said before. Now, it won't come in a salary floor because if there's a salary floor, the owners are going to say, well, there's a salary cap. But the number one thing is to try to get 30 teams to, and I'm using air quotes, compete every offseason. Now, you're not going to get 30 to spend $200 million in salary and payroll every offseason, but get more teams competing for players every offseason. And the other thing they want is get players paid younger. Analytics have now told teams, if you're 30 years old, you aren't going to be very good for very long. You're not going to get paid much. So many players, not the top guys, this is, again, the top guys are going to get their money one way or another, right?
Yeah.
But the second tier guys, yeah, that are still very good have to wait till they're 29 or 30 for free agency. Anthony Rizzo, Javi Baez, the team I cover, the Cubs, are great examples. They're really good players, but they had to wait a long time,
yep,
and now the money isn't there for them necessarily. So because the analytics are saying don't pay 30-year-olds, the players are saying, okay, well, pay us at 22 when I put up an MVP type of year, my first year or second year out of the league. So those are kind of the important things. But some of the other stuff, you know, it's on the list. The most important thing is get players paid younger and also get more teams interested in free agency every year.
Well said, Jesse. Appreciate the time, man. Thank you for joining us.
You got it. Take care, guys.
All right, Jesse Rogers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.